where do you start against these guys? I mean, they run it, they throw it, they got receivers, they got versatility. Where do you start?
Well, they have a very talented crew, obviously with a veteran quarterback who's coming off a career year last year. They do a lot of different things. So, you know, they keep you honest because, you know, they can run it. They've got two outstanding running backs. They're different style running backs, but they really complement each other. They've got a very talented group of receivers. I mean, you saw their tight end have a big day against the Bears, you know, last weekend. But we all know that Julio's an elite guy. He can take any ball and take it the distance because of his speed and his strength, you know, to break tackles. I think Sanu's a very good complement to him. Another guy with size that has speed and, you know, it's tough to get on the ground. And Gabriel is a guy that can go deep, you know. So they've got a lot of depth. They're very talented. And the quarterback makes great decisions. You know, it's a quick rhythm throwing game. Veteran offensive line. You know, they've got one new starter in their offensive line, but they've got a veteran group that have played together and have a lot of experience in the league. So there's a reason why they set all those records last year.
Don, releasing Ladarius, what does that mean in terms of the confidence you have in the rest of that cornerback group, especially with, you know, where Quinn and Demarius are now?
Right. Well, first of all, you know, Ladarius contributed a heck of a lot to us. So, you know, we think the world of him and wish him nothing but the best. So, you know, moving forward, you know, many times decisions have to be made based on the total squad, you know, in terms of positions needed and the type of help that you need. So,
but in terms of your confidence, obviously what that says about the rest of the cornerback group and where, especially Demarius and Quinton.
Right. Demarius and Quinton, I think, have made strides. You know, we like what they've done through the preseason and, you know, what they did, you know, in the opening game out here. So, obviously, this is going to be our biggest challenge Sunday, you know, with going in there playing in a new stadium, you know, on turf against a team that has an awful lot of speed.
Dom, that game that you saw, the NFC title game, was obviously the last vision you had going into the offseason. How impactful was that to what we're seeing now with, I mean, I know you were doing the Nitro before then, but almost exclusively Nitro. How much does that kind of play your hand a little bit to get faster on that side of the ball?
Well, you know, in this league, it's all about adjusting from one week to the next. When you play a team like Atlanta that has the kind of team speed that they have, you know, you have to look and study those things and try to adapt, you know, based off of what you feel is going to give you the best chance of defending them. And we obviously spent the off season looking at the better offenses and tried to adapt and adjust our defense to what we think would give us the best chance of matching up.
I know it's early, but how pleased are you with the results so far, just with the team speed that you saw against a pretty good quarterback Sunday?
Well, you know, I thought we got off to a good start. You know, it's you take it one week at a time you know, I like the way the guys competed. As I mentioned in here on Monday, their play style I thought was excellent. You know, the pursuit, the finish, the tackling. I thought they played smart. There weren't a lot of mental errors. Those are all components, okay, what it takes to be a good defense, you know. So we know the kind of challenge we have this week, and, you know, hopefully we're preparing to go down there and play better than we did last week.
Don, what have you seen from Kevin King in his first couple months, and what does he need to do to get on the field more going forward?
Yeah, I like Kevin a lot. I think Kevin's going to be a very good player for us. I think as we go along, you'll continually see him play more and more. He's a rookie. You know, the first opening day out there, you know, I think as we progress, Kevin will progress. I think he's working hard. I think he's gotten better. I think he's done some good things through preseason, and he's going to help us a lot.
What is the challenge of a guy like Freeman, who can play running back and they can motion him out and play no different than really with you guys do with Tom Montgomery?
Yeah, he's a matchup guy. You know, I mean, he's quick. You know, he's shifty. He's strong. I mean, you've got to really tackle this guy. You've seen him break a lot of tackles. So they're going to try to determine how you're going to match up on him. So you have to have people that are athletic enough to cover him and yet physical enough to get him on the ground when he gets the ball in his hands. Because, he's a space player, that can make plays in space. The more room you give him, so you've got to try to match athletic ability with athletic ability.
Does Nitro kind of answer that? Is that kind of
it's one of the things that helps us. I mean, as we've talked before, we just think that, with the Ty Montgomerys and the Freemans of the world, and that you have to have a similar type athlete on the other side of them.
Are you surprised Chicago had as much success playing its base defense against them?
No, I was impressed with the way Chicago played them. I thought they played very well. Take away a couple plays, which that's always the case against a team like this because, they can go the distance on any play. But I thought Chicago did a nice job, against them. Atlanta's one of those teams that they're a real rhythm team. Their quarterback's a real rhythm player, and they don't turn the ball over a lot. So you've got to try to find different ways, all right, to disrupt that rhythm.
Hey, Don, you've coached defense an awfully long time, and you've had some defenses here that scored a lot on pick sixes with Charles and Nick, et cetera. It's crazy that Aaron Rodgers has thrown one pick six in his NFL career. Being around him, why do you think that is, knowing what you know about defense? And how impressive is that, or how surprising is that?
Well, Aaron's one of the very best, okay, being able to recognize looks. He does a great job of using the cadence to get you to expose what you're doing. He's a master at that. You see the number of times that he gets people off sides and he's taking shots, okay, for big plays. I think he really understands, okay, goes into games with a great understanding of what the opponent's going to try to do. He's going to do everything in his power, use all his tools to try to get a pre-snap feel of what they're doing. And he makes good decisions. He's a great decision maker, but a lot of that goes into his preparation and, his savvy and instincts and ability to decipher what's going to go on the other side of the ball.
So that cadence, we focus so much on the offside stuff and maybe catching them with 12 men on the field, making that move. The getting reads off of what teams are going to do by making them think the ball's coming and them showing their hand, from a defensive coach's perspective, that's a really big deal when a quarterback can do that to you?
Very big deal. You try your best to hold your disguises and not quarterback like Aaron, quarterback like Matt Ryan. They're always looking for whatever pre-snap read that they can get to where it helps them, okay, prior to snap, pretty much make a decision where they want to go with the ball. And that's why they're highly efficient, because they're excellent in the pre-snap phase of the game.
Now, when you get to that situation at the end of the half when Mike calls timeouts and he's hoping you'll stop, the offense and get the ball back, do you guys consult over that? Do you tell him what your feel is for how the defense is playing, or whether you want to just get in the locker room and regroup? Or
I can't speak for Mike, but I think it's based off of his ability for us to stop him, and our ability is to stop him. We were in a situation where we could have stopped them. Unfortunately, they made a first down, then they hit a couple big plays on us. But I think that's certainly what it's based on, he's going to calculate that, in terms of what Mike thinks, our ability to get the ball back and have a chance, another shot, offensively.
It's more his gut feel than
yes.
yours.
Yes, no, it is. It's Mike's,
What you thought of Butch getting out of the bond? I know it's only one game, but just as far as how he played last weekend, what he's given you in practice and leadership and all that.
Well, the experience has paid really good dividends for Devon. I see a different guy coming back here, than really when he left. I think he's confident, very smart, prepares well, not afraid to ask questions. If there's something that, if there's a gray area, he wants to clear it up. He's going to ask why you're calling things in certain situations and what your thought process is, which I think is always a positive thing.